Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My name's Kelsey Smith, and I'm the owner of the Hunnable Village Book Shop. And within that space, we house our own little business called Molly Mabel. Molly Mabel was my grandmother. This is when she was a flower girl, so this is the photo of her.
How old would she be in that photo?
I would think about five.
It looks around about the 1920s. She's got almost like a little flapper dress
on. She does, doesn't she?
Was she a great knitter?
She was a great cook, actually. Yeah. No, my mum is the one with the secret talent.
So tell us about this label, which is really rather cute.
Yeah, so it's based on being rural and rustic and totally exploiting my mother's talents. So she's a very good seamstress and a knitter. And when she retired from her career that she'd had, I said, have I got something for you to do? And initially she would have always knitted in pink and blue and lemon and mint. But the basis for the Molly Mabel knitting is definitely around natural wools. And it's, you know, good old country wear.
Should we go and have a little closer look?
Sure. So, you know, it is about the natural fibres and it's about using the wool that's come from the land. We might try and source it from local providers, but I scour Trade Me for people's old homespun stashes. But that helps to keep the price down as well.
So describe for us what we're looking at here in the corner of the shop.
So the knitted range for Molly Mabel ranges from newborn, and we have gone up to 5 years now. So that's a little bit come from pressure of people having bought the Molly Mabel range when they were a smaller size, and then the child's grown, so they've kind of begged to go a bit bigger, and so now we go up to five. So we've also had to take on another knitter. So all the knitting and the sewing is done by my mum, and who's the daughter of Molly Mabel, and then we've taken on another knitter because this year I've been doing markets. And then I just do all the crochet and any other crafty bits. My mum's based in Fielding, and the other knitter that we've taken on lives in the township of Hunterville.
You also have a knitting circle here.
Yeah, so somebody in town wanted to get a little knitting group up and going, and so I said, use this premise. In the winter, the fire's going, and it's already been heated all day. So we've had maybe up to 13 people come once a month, and it's called Stitch and Yarn. So we've had like kids under 10, right up to women in their 80s. People have learned a new skill. They might have learned to crochet if they were a knitter. They might have been able to share some yarn or some patterns or, you know, a good old-fashioned talking yarn. And it's nice because it's brought a really different group of people together that perhaps wouldn't have connected otherwise.
Getting back to these little jerseys, are they very traditional in terms of their pattern?
So some of the patterns will have been, I remember my kids wearing them. A lot of them are vintage patterns. And we also do the sewing, and a lot of those are vintage patterns as well. You know, natural buttons and linen fabrics. We obviously sell to locals, and they buy them a lot as gifts. And a few of them end up overseas. And then we have repeat customers, or we have people that will find us actually at markets. I think it invokes memories of days gone by, and they love the en masse look of the natural wools and knitting. Yeah, you'll hear people say, oh, I remember that pattern.
Do you think there's a trend back to wearing natural wools?
I think so, and supporting, you know, local and, you know, the farmers and, you know, the wool coming off the land and then people crafting with it. Yeah, and also, you know, reusing items. I think there's a push again for that.
What would Molly Mabel have thought of this?
hopefully she would have been really proud. I'm not sure how she would have felt about me forcing her daughter into establishing a business. But no, I think she would have been really proud.
And Molly Mabel's with us, you think?
Well, possibly. You said you were going to come in and do an interview. And suddenly the photocopier stopped and the music went off. So maybe she was just happily preparing our space.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.